Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Doug Tempest.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Okay. I had called on Saturday and talked to someone there, gave him my information, et cetera, et cetera. And he said he would get back to me this morning to set up having someone come out and see what I want done.
Okay. Okay. And so what do we mean by get done what we want done?
Oh, well, so they just, I'm in the village of Rhinebeck, and they're just coming through now, putting in the, last couple of weeks, they put in the underground, I guess not the fiber yet, but at least the tubes. and I know it's not going to be activated for a couple of months, but I wanted to find out some information, have someone come out. Right now, you know, they have the thing where the box is by the telephone pole. I want to see if it can be run the same as the distant cable is, which means from that pole to my detached garage, and then it goes underground from there, under the patio into the side of the house. And I want to see if they can run the same thing without making a mess, you know, cutting a new line and the whole thing. So that kind of thing.
So what is currently running under the patio? Is there a conduit under there, or?
Yeah. All the electric and the current cable come in by the garage, and it goes underground. There's conduits. Yep.
Okay. So there are conduits. So that's actually an important thing, because that way we don't have to make a mess. is there access to the conduit?
From where the current cable goes in, and you can see it where it goes into the house and et cetera, yes.
Okay. Then, yes, most likely, because we run fiber, we don't run coaxial, so that's kind of the reason that I asked this as to whether or not conduits exist, so to speak. Absolutely, I can definitely get Phil to... or the person who you spoke to speak with you. Do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Well, I mean, I've already spoken to him, but he was supposed to, he said something about, you know, the technicians weren't there or whatever. And then he was going to get back to me this morning. Now, admittedly, I was out playing pickleball. So he may have tried to call, but I didn't see it. I want to arrange someone to come out and go through, like, for example, I want to use my existing router. I have a good Orbi mesh router, that first router I've ever had in my life, that covers the whole house and patios and everything, and that sort of thing.
Okay. So essentially we just want to survey the property, correct?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Perfect. Do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold? I will first ask you for your service address, where you would be getting the service. I know you said Rhinebeck, but we would need an accurate address.
Yeah, it's 56 Locust Grove Road.
Well, I'm familiar with that road.
Yeah, I
live just outside of Rhinebeck, so.
Okay.
Okay, and then so we're looking for a survey of the property, as we want the line to go to the garage, the detached garage.
Yeah, see, the way the electricity and the current cable coax, it comes from the pole to a metal tube thing on the side of the garage, then it goes underground, and it looks like there's actually two conduits. They go under the ground, and then before they put the side patio on, I guess we moved here about 7 years ago, and we had all this done. And then it goes underground into the corner, the back corner of the house, and then that's where the cable comes in, that's where electric comes in, and such. So there's two conduits there.
Okay. Would it be simpler if we were able to just run the line directly from the pole to the corner of the house where you want it to come into?
No. I don't want wires going across the patio. There's a roof there now, et cetera. I really wanted to go through those conduits. I mean, and I, you know, I don't know how your system works, but I have to believe it's pretty straightforward because
yeah.
Back with Spectrum, I had upgraded from the junky service to the 1 gig service, and they ran a new line. And they actually had to replace the one from the pole to the garage because squirrels were chewing through it. So I have to believe it'd be not difficult to feed it through there, especially since there's an existing, you know, there's existing one going through it. So I hope, anyway. That's what I want to verify.
Okay, absolutely. All right, do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Sure.
All right, just bear with me, okay?
Yep.
Thanks.